Your art.
Interview. Scandals are a strategy, especially in political art, for directing our attention toward injustices in our society. Its tools are specifically targeted provocations. In the third and last part of our interview, Florian Malzacher, program director of Steirische Herbst, reflects on the status of the scandal in the history of the festival and thinks of positive strategies for political art in an increasingly interconnected world, which is becoming more and more complex and difficult to comprehend.
Graz, of course, on one hand, it is quite conservative, but it always had a strong tendency for advanced culture at the same time. So Forum Stadtpark was now for 40 years doing its work in literature and in visual art. There was quite an advanced scene within the rather conservative city. And what kind of happened with Steirische Herbst becoming established is the conservative approach would be now to say, we want a scandal. We want to be provoked. So that's kind of interesting that nobody would say, this is too contemporary for us. This is too advanced for us. People would say, this we already know. So that's the conservative turn to be smart and at the same time criticize something. It's like, no, this we know already. I think in many ways, visual arts as well as contemporary music or performance art, at the moment more subtle and sometimes more into details and a certain kind of reflection than in big provocative gestures. Of course, there were the big scandals, Hans Hake's monument and these things, but often the biggest scandal were the most boring ones, like political scandals or financial scandals or these things. So history makes things bigger and more important in a way. For now, I think producing a scandal seems in a way quite easy. You can do certain things and it works in a way still. So many scandals can be produced, which is rather boring. Also in theater, I'm not so interested in pieces that make people leave and shout because it's kind of a reaction that you can produce. In Hollywood film, if you put in the strings, you get tears. And if you do certain things in theater, it provokes a scandal. It's not artistically not interesting most of the time.
Concerning the strategies to fight against misfortunes in this world, the grand gestures, the all-inclusive utopias, failed. This is also a point the festival reflects in its programming.
I mean, this is, of course, one of the reasons why our title is so complex. I also think that artistic work also is really often dealing with details and small problems and does not have the big gestures, which relates a bit to the question why there are not big scandals anymore, because the gesture of the scandal, the gesture of this big idea is kind of stale. We kind of try to push some authors and directors into this direction and commission some theater pieces on the topic of saving the world to see, okay, what does come out there? And the results of that kind of show, I think, the complexity that it's really like they all deal with this idea and this wish for an utopia, but they all have a link which is either pessimistic or a bit ironic. Lukas Barefuss, the Swiss writer, and together with a young filmmaker, Noel Dernisch, they took the topic of saving the world and put the question of political activism into the world of dogs. So it's dogs that are trying to fight against the dog catcher and the industry that kills animals and so on. So it's a very ironic approach. And that's kind of a good example. Like most of these plays, for example, deal in the same way. They have like a very sympathetic attitude towards political activism, but they see the problems at the same time very strong way or try to look at it from different ways. Like also the play by Johannes Schrettle, a young Austrian author, which deals with the anti-globalization protests but puts in the view of a policeman in there. So it's always complex. It's like you don't get there easy. I think that art as a as well as society is not there to say, ah, now we do this. But it's like a shift. Now it seems like there are slow approaches towards the possibility of being political, and not only in a private way, and not only saying, ah, the private is the political and everything is political, or in the 90s a lot that even formal aspects can be political, and it's all about the politics of watching, a politics of reception, a politics of audience. These kind of at that time important, but from today's point of view also a bit retreating strategies for arts, that they kind of change and there's a move forward. I think it would be ridiculous to expect that art can do something that society is not able to. So if you look at political theories, there seems to be a certain optimism, but it's not concrete. I think people feel a need for that, and there's a search. And at the same time, I think good artists and good theory is skeptical against these easy answers. When Obama went to Germany and 200,000 people come and say, ah, this is the new concept, and there's somebody, and we can... It's easy to make fun of it. On the other hand, it also shows that people really wish for something and maybe are too easily convinced that it could be there. So they grab everything. And of course, the most artists kind of are more skeptical against it, but it's going in the same direction. I think there's really a lot of research going on and what can be steps that we can take and stop only reflecting about it, but make small steps towards a narration that is possible.
Questions concerning strategies of avoiding misfortune are not only brought up for discussion in Steirische Herbst on the artistic level. They also include the newest realizations emerging from theory and research regarding the search, whereby the festival functions as an interface between research and everyday practice. The transfer of knowledge and the accessibility of the research for visitors and inhabitants of the city thereby determines the format.
For us, it's also important that we always include theory in the festival, because I think the difference between practice and theory is not that clear anymore as well. So we kind of started with a format which we call Walking Conference, which tries to deal with the idea that theory is not only something that is spoken on paper, but can be in a way practical as well. So it's a conference which starts with a lecture by Scott Lesch, the sociologist, but then divides in five walks to the city with theorists, artists that kind of talk about things, but while moving through the city and visiting certain spaces and talking to people, and then having theory input as well. And these different walks, some are much more theory, others are more artistically interested, and so there are different approaches. So it's really one of the parts where we try to link theory strongly to the artistic practice, which is always has been the tradition of Steirische Herbst from the very beginning. And so this I'm looking forward to also, because it's still a bit an experiment to not use the usual formats of theory. Many theorists are kind of skeptical towards it, others are very open to it, but it's that it still stays relevant theory, and at the same time is maybe more fun, because it addresses different aspects, goes to places, talks to people and so on. This is quite something to work on, and so we decided to continue trying to work with this format.
The emphasis on research is crucial to artistic production. At the same time, a festival pushes its borders according to the research and development that adapts to changing modes of artistic production.
Research is an important aspect of all arts at the moment. Even so, we are a festival. We have to have a product in the end. It's different from a house like Tanzquartier and others that can really present research because they can present an artist several times and then an audience can follow. We are limited in this regard, but still we try to encourage research. We try to encourage processes, even though we need kind of a result. It might not be the final result, but we need results for a festival. It's a festival after all. In a way, it's interesting that it's more and more difficult to talk about results because more and more artists, they don't stop after the premiere. Like we had, in the first year, we had a premiere by Romeo Castellucci, who's one of the most interesting theater makers there is, I think. And I must say the result was for me not convincing. And now it's a totally different show if you see it now. Now it's a great work, but we had a kind of a step in between. And more people work like that. William Forsythe never stops at the premiere, and it's a different way of working. So it's a bit of contradiction that we are supposed to have a lot of premieres, but in the result, it often would be better to have it half a year later because people continue working on it and they change it and it's not stopping. So that's kind of a paradox for a festival dealing with world premieres.
In terms of his personal strategies of avoiding misfortune, Maltzahar refers to parallels between the dramaturgy of life and the dramaturgy of the festival.
I think one of the strategies which is trying to avoid misfortune but also produces misfortune, of course, is not staying in one with one idea, with one place, with one concept for too long, but try to always negotiate what would be interesting. That can be seen in art, but it goes also for what work do you want to do, what life do you want to live, to change perspective once in a while, which sounds a bit like a calendar wisdom, but that's maybe how it is.
That was the third and last part of our discussion with Florian Maltzahar. This year's Steirische Herbst starts on October the 2nd, inviting the audience to search for strategies of avoiding misfortune over 3 weeks. More details regarding the program can be found on the festival's website www.steirischerherbst.at. The music for the podcast is by Tide and Tickle Trier, who are performing on October 2nd at the Steirische Herbst 2008. This podcast was produced by Wolfgang Haas, Gianni Manam, Sigmund Steiner and Eva Stern for www.castyourart.com.